Your drive home starts now with Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Welcome to the hump, Carrie Bickmore.
I think you meant to say hump day, or it's technically harassment.
I just shortened it because I'm lazy.
Or we either got into our end of year party early and I didn't think we were telling other people that's what we were doing. Welcome to the hump. Good to see you've oiled yourself down.
It's never started like that for me. That's a new intro. Okay, well, what are we going to do on this wonderful hump day?
I don't know. I've always been told I don't know what I'm doing. So
you said you've got a surprise for me today.
Oh.
What?
Well,
what?
I've forgotten what the surprise is. So,
well, it's your surprise.
Yeah, but it's not coming till later in the show. And yeah, so Caitlin, our producer, will have to tell us what it is.
No, you know what it is.
Oh, I didn't think we were doing that anymore. Mate, it's dangerous.
What?
We can't do that.
I'm so confused.
Okay.
This has been the worst start to show. Welcome
no,
to
no,
Hump.
No.
We've got a surprise.
No, we can't do it.
Will we do it? I'm not sure.
No, the reason I didn't know what it was is because I think it'll actually hurt one of us. And so I thought we weren't doing it.
Oh.
But clearly it's the end of the year and we haven't thought of any other content. So now we have to do this thing that could potentially hurt us. Anyway, that's...
And that's separate to the hump.
The hump's buzz idea.
No,
mate,
but that's
don't
not...
Don't look at me.
Yeah, anyway.
It's not going to hurt anyone.
That's not going to hurt anyone.
No, that could hurt people too.
How dumb are you? We'll do that next. It's Karen.
Stop writing messages to Caitlin. I don't know what's happening over there. This is sounding really, really messy.
Yeah, it is going to be messy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
You say this is a safe space, this room we're in.
I've always said that.
Okay, and we do this awesome thing called How Dumb Are You?
Mm.
Where listeners ring up and they share with us the moment they were really dumb.
Yeah.
Now, I've brought you moments that other people were dumb.
Yeah.
But I don't think I've brought you one where I was dumb before.
You definitely have.
Have I?
But I'm up for another one.
Have I?
Yeah,
but
completely.
Maybe silly dumb, not dumb dumb.
Oh.
This is a dumb dumb.
What's happened? Is this?
Okay. I want to do How Dumb Are You, but I don't want you to judge.
Why? I'm...
Because I think you will judge this. This is different to like, ha ha ha, Carrie, you're silly. This is like, I know you're actually stupid.
But there's you know, I wanted to do an edition of this, things that everybody knows, but you should definitely know because could either kill you or kill people. I didn't know. I only found out recently you can't feed chocolate to dogs.
Yeah, but once again, that's not that dumb. This is really dumb.
I could have killed a dog.
This is like, how did I get through school dumb?
Oh, what's happened?
Okay, can we play? Should we have the Loebner first?
Let's do this.
You're so dumb.
I dyed my hair from blonde to brunette because I thought that I would be smarter.
I read up to the third Harry Potter book thinking Hermione's name was Hermione.
Carrie and Tommy's, how dumb are you?
Okay, I'm interested in your tone because you've taken a tone that you very seldom take, which is the one of the wilting flower in the corner. And
because why? I'll tell you why. Okay, geography wasn't my strong point at school, but I've been to this place so many times. The fact that I didn't know this is a real concern. I had no idea that New York was an island.
I don't think that's that dumb.
Did you know that?
Well, now that I think of...
You didn't know, did you?
No.
But, did you know New York was an island?
Absolutely not. That's why I was so silent. I was like,
because you know what's even dumber?
Mm.
I've done the chopper ride.
I know. Okay, so I've done the ferry ride from one side all the way around, right? And I still didn't twig that, oh, there's water mostly around it. But because there's the bridge, because when you come in from the airport, you go across the bridge. I've never noticed that I was going onto an island. Long Island is the big long island.
Well, Manhattan is the island, right?
Well, it's Manhattan. I was looking at a map. Here, let me get the map up. Hold on.
Because,
talk amongst yourselves. Well, I've just got to get
so it. Once I was at a party over there, you know, with Scott Dooley?
I was at a party over there in New York.
I was in Brooklyn. He said, mate, how are you getting back to your hotel?
And you said chopper.
I said walking. And I walked because I recognized, I was like, it's just around here somewhere. And then finally I got in a cab and realized I wasn't even on the island.
Yes.
Yeah.
Look, look at that. It's an island, isn't it? I was having this conversation at a dinner party the other day and everyone made me feel so stupid. But when I look at that map, it's really hard to work out whether it is an island.
You know what's helpful? The Beastie Boys song?
Yeah.
Because they go through the five, that Brooklyn, Bronx, Queens and Staten, from the Neptune to the top of Manhattan. And it's about the five boroughs. It's called Five Boroughs.
Ah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm dumb. People call
us. Mate, you're all right.
Nah, that's really dumb. I've been to New York. I've crossed the bridge to get onto the island.
The fact that you did a ferry around it, I think, is dumb.
But, yes.
Buzz, also, Carrie doesn't get that because she said it's a safe space. We're trying to beak her up. but she's not accepting it, which is just yet another sign of being quite dumb.
Hey, we're looking for your dumb stories as well. 131060, how dumb are you?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
You're so dumb.
I dyed my hair from blonde to brunette because I thought that I would be smarter.
I read up to the third Harry Potter book thinking Hermione's name was Hermione.
Carrie and Tommy's, how dumb are you?
We've never been more confused.
Do you think if I turn a map around, it might help me solve this conundrum that we're in?
I don't know. We've started talking to each other about, hang on, but what are islands? And how do they not...
Are islands joined at the bottom? Yeah. Or is water underneath?
Yeah, and how do they not float away? We need our producer, Sonda.
So, okay, if you've just joined us, we're doing How Dumb Are You? And I've admitted that I, up until now, I'm 37 years old, had no idea that Manhattan, like New York, was an island. I thought it was on the side of the east coast of America.
Despite having caught a ferry round it.
Yes.
And I was ready, as I always am in these situations, I get quite excited because I get ready to insult you a lot about it. And then you said it and I went, oh, hang on, I don't know.
And now we've been looking at maps and we're really confused. And then we've just looked at our producer, Sonda, who's rolling her eyes.
Well, she wrote a note to us saying, this is genuinely dumb.
Well, it's the segment's on. We're filling the brief. What are you here to tell us? Is it an island or not?
I'm worried that you don't understand what an island is and think it's defined by its ability to float away. Australia is an island, don't you?
Yes, but can Tasmania float away?
No.
Why not?
Because it's geographically bound to the earth under the sea, guys.
So but that's not... Anyway, you're getting distracted. That's not what we're talking about. Is Manhattan...
It is what I want to talk about,
that's
though.
A whole other...
Manhattan is an island. It has
is New
rivers.
York an island?
Yes, Manhattan is an island. It has rivers around it. You've got the Hudson River to the west, East River to the east, Harlem River to the north.
Don't get that tone.
Sorry.
It's the end of the year. We're all tired, mate.
But Carrie, how can you have been on a ferry around it and still not know?
Well, because I didn't go all the way around the top. I only did the bottom bit.
Yeah.
I think we need to go back to school. We've got Kath on the line. Kath, look, you can't get much dumber than us right now. How dumb are you?
Hi, guys. My pop used to tell me that when truckies needed to go to do number twos, they'd keep on driving and just do it in their trousers and shake it down their trousers into their boot, and then eventually when they'd pull up, they'd empty it out.
Oh,
and
wow.
I believed it for years.
I mean,
and I used to always wonder how it didn't get squished when it came out and then how they'd actually shake it down their trousers.
Are you 100% sure that it's not happening? Because it could be happening somewhere.
I don't know, maybe.
It's also...
truth to it.
You know in Shawshank Redemption how they shake the dirt, like when they're digging the hole to get out of the prison and they're shaking the dirt out of their boots in the prison yard?
No.
I'm quitting. I'm actually done.
Why are you quitting? Stop talking. Angela. Angela, how dumb are you?
I'm dumb like you, Carrie. Mine is travel related.
What have you thought was an island that's not an island?
I didn't know that you needed... I thought you needed a different currency for Perth.
Oh, well, look, as I'm from Perth, I'm not going to take offence to that. We are a long, long way away, but we're still connected. There's no rivers running between Western Australia.
But also, to be fair, about 5 years ago, you did, because everything in Perth was twice as expensive.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hi, Gary Megan here. If you know me, then you know that I love everything about food, and now I'm sharing that love with my podcast series, A Plate to Call Home. Listen now on Podcast One as I speak to fascinating people about the innovative things that they're doing in food and, of course, share their stories. If you're into food, you'll love my podcast, A Plate to Call Home. Download the app or listen now at podcastone.com.au. No matter what you're into, there's one for everyone.
Podcast One. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
You know who we haven't heard from in a while?
Who?
Our dear friend, Sommy.
Oh, Sommy. I've missed Sommy. What's Sommy been up to?
To be honest, because I hadn't caught up with him for a while because I'd heard he'd been having a bit of a drought, you know?
If you've just joined us, you don't know who Sommy is. Sommy is Tommy's best mate.
Yeah.
Sommy.
Ripper bloke.
Yeah, who happens to be almost identical to Tommy. I wonder sometimes if they're the same person.
Yeah.
Never been in the same room at the same time.
You're the only one that wonders that, though. Everybody else knows it is definitely two people, so if you don't agree with anything that Sommy's done...
Don't
bring it up with
Tommy
has absolutely nothing to do with it. Anyway, Sommy, a couple of weeks ago, went out on a date, right? And Sommy had a bit of PTSD from the date.
What happened at the date?
Sommy was so awkward. Usually Sommy's okay on dates and is pretty good with chat. And
you're great
fine.
With chat. I mean, sorry, Sommy's great with chat. Right. Sommy helps Tommy do a radio show every hour of each day. Yeah,
so Sommy quite enjoys dates because loves getting to know people.
Right.
You know, doesn't really find any situations awkward, so is happy for it. Absolutely put his foot in it like you wouldn't believe.
How
on the
soon
date
into
the other
the
week.
Date?
First date, and I reckon I'll talk you through it and okay. you see how okay. it went. So this lady was absolutely lovely. Chat's going great.
Hold on, just one thing. Absolutely lovely. You were like, this is going to go somewhere or I'll just get through this date.
Not even thinking about that okay. at this point, just having a great time getting to meet a new okay. person or going off without a hitch. And then about half an hour in, this woman mentions to Sommy, hey, it's actually funny.
Can you just call it Tommy? I get really annoyed when Sommy gets so involved.
Well, no, because then people will think it's me.
It is you.
It's not.
It is.
It's so not. You're getting okay. sidetracked.
No, I'm not.
So
I've
anyway.
Had enough of Sommy. Let's just talk about you. So you're on this date and half an hour in, the lady says to you.
Says to Sommy, hey, it's actually strange. You came up the other day at my workplace because a few years ago you did some jokes. Sommy does jokes, right? And she said, you did some jokes at my workplace and it was filmed and we were putting it as part of a video package because the guy whose celebration it was, Sommy interrupted and as she's going, because the guy who we were celebrating his birthday, Sommy interrupted and went, died. And she goes, yes, how did you know he died? And I went, Well, hold on,
because Sommy got involved and I got confused. Mm. This woman saying, person that you did these videos for at her workplace,
yes,
she was about to tell you it's good that you did it because he's now and you said dead and she went, actually, yes.
Yeah, because I thought it was going to be left the company, right? And so I said, died. And she goes, yeah, how did you know? And I was like, oh, my gosh, I had no idea. I'm so sorry. I had no idea. And she's like, oh, that's fine. Like, I wasn't close to that's fine. But I was like, Oh. And I thought, how could this joke possibly go worse, right?
Oh.
And then anyway, she was great about it, picked the conversation back up, kept moving along, right? And then started comparing tattoos because Sommy's got some tattoos, this girl had some tattoos, and she goes, oh, this tattoo on my arm, this is, you know, about my dad. And then Sommy decided...
Oh, no. Did you say, is he dead too?
Sommy thought, you know, bringing back the really awkward joke, she goes... just looks at Sommy blankly and I went, oh, my gosh, I've done it again, haven't I?
Why would she have a tattoo, mate, if her dad wasn't dead?
Ask Sommy.
Mate, I'm asking you because you asked Sommy. Why would you ask a girl that's got a tattoo of her dad on there, they went and got it together? He's dead, mate. Even I could see he's dead. I wasn't there with Sommy or Tommy or this girl.
I couldn't see it either. And Sommy should know better. But then I just thought, how could this possibly get worse?
Oh.
I know. How do you reckon you dig yourself out of that situation?
You don't. You leave.
You don't. You leave and they go, well, that was the worst experience that ever happened.
Yeah. And then there's still, you know how she said before, it's funny you came up in my workplace the other day.
Yeah.
I bet you came up again when she went, oh my God, I went on a date with Tommy and it was the worst date of my life.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, I've got to admit, I think I've gone soft.
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, I had this idea, right, for a joke, right? What would you think if I bought you chocolate?
As long as it was the right chocolate, because you've tried before and you bought the wrong one, I didn't really like it.
I bought you like five different boxes of chocolate and you're like,
none of them are right.
I don't like any of these.
Well, I didn't.
What did you?
So if you bought me the right chocolate, I'd love it.
Well, you do love your chocolate. And I thought, I came across this new chocolate. It's called Hit the Bed, but with an S at the start. Ish the Bed.
Oh, S-H something something, yeah. The Bed.
Yeah.
Not Hit the Bed. That sounds sexual. It's the opposite of that.
Yeah. And this is a chili chocolate, and I was going to swap this out. And it's chili chocolate.
I've heard about chili chocolate.
Right, but this is, it says 12 out of 10 heat on the front, and then on the back it says it's got scorpion chili in it. And I started panicking. I thought, what if she goes to hospital?
Me?
Yeah. Because
like,
you know,
if
when
I
you
eat,
see
you,
people,
because I was the whole bar, and then I end up choking, and yeah, that wouldn't be so fun.
No, but I still would like you to try it.
Yeah,
because
I'd like
I reckon
to try
you're up for it.
Okay. Just a little bit, though.
So do you want to know about?
Are you going to try it too?
I can try it if it makes you feel better about the. As you can tell, I'm calm about it. Fine, whatever.
Sure,
yeah, I will.
How about you have double the amount I am because you're so calm about it?
Yeah, all right, buddy. Will. Do you want to hear a bit about the scorpion pepper that is in the chili chocolate?
I've never heard of scorpion pepper.
The Trinidad scorpion butch tea pepper is a capsicum Chinese cultivar that is among the world's most piquant peppers in the world. It's one of
I didn't understand a word of what you just said, sure.
Okay, I should have just told you. It's one of the hottest chilies in the
world.
Between it and something known as the ghost pepper, the scorpion and the ghost peppers are largely considered the hottest peppers in the world.
Well, my in-laws are from Trinidad and I've had a lot of their hot and spicy food, so I'm cool with this, mate.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, meanwhile, I sweat when I have butter chicken, so I am also cool with this. So as long as we're both cool with this, let's just go ahead and be cool with this.
How does it come in block?
It's got like Willy Wonka style.
Gold wrapping.
Yeah.
And that makes it look fun. That means you're going to go in for a lot and then really, let me smell it.
We'll chuck a video up as well at Carrie Tommy Show on Insta if you want to see
it. Okay, it doesn't smell too bad. Should we just do one block?
One square?
Yeah. Sorry, not one block. That would be end badly.
Are we...
just nibble it or like go in for the full hog?
I'm going to go in for the full hog because if I nibble it, I'll get scared. I'm sweating holding it. Okay. Are you ready? I'm fine. You go.
It just sounds very different to what it looks like.
Mm. Oh. Mm. I'm just sucking it and I'm already struggling. It's a lot. Wow.
It's really hot.
Shivers. My mouth's closing in. I haven't bitten it yet.
No. Oh.
Haven't you?
No, because even just the sucking it.
If you just joined us, they're actually eating chili chocolate.
Oh. Hold on.
I'm sweating so much.
It's really hard.
I can't even think of... Usually I'm quite aware to commentate these
things. I don't think I could finish it.
You got to finish it, mate. I swallowed mine.
No, I can't. Well, I feel like my throat's closing over. I can't do it. Where's the milk? I don't need any milk.
You just snotted.
I just snotted.
Actually, you've got a trail of snot. I'm in pain, but that's giving me so much more joy than this.
This is not very good radio, mate, because we can't talk.
No, but also I've got all these things going through my head. You know when you just hear people on radio just eating chocolate and you're like, why are they just eating chili? They've run out of ideas. And I'm like, oh, no, we've turned into that show.
Oh,
it's so hot.
I just need to drink some water.
I got a buzz. Go do something.
Let's play a song.
Yeah.
And fingers crossed, Carrie and Tommy will be back after this.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Guys, that's just done.
Oh, it certainly wasn't the show I was expecting today.
No.
First half was a geography lesson. Second half, I almost died eating chili.
Yeah, and then, I mean, we got to give away some cash. Are we going to get to do that again tomorrow?
We are. Oh, do you think I'm going to have any ill effects from the chili? Because I've got to go to, you know, the actor awards?
I've never been to
one of them before. It's like a TV film thing. I'm going tonight with Chris. And I have to go on a red carpet. I'm not going to poo myself, am I, from the chili?
You remember what the chocolate's called, right?
Yeah. No, what is it called? Oh, it's called SH something, the bed.
The bed, yeah.
Oh, no.
What colour dress are you wearing?
Oh, black.
Oh, you're fine.
Oh, I can just wear a nappy.
You do whatever you need.
Good luck there tonight, Carrie. We're back tomorrow. Have a great afternoon, guys.
Bye.
The Carrie and Tommy Catch-Up podcast is ready to download now from the Hit Network app.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram @CarrieTommyShow.